Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 4, verses 31 through verse 37. The Reverend David Grunewald is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
We can remain standing as we hear from God's Word, the Gospel of Luke chapter 4. And he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee. He was teaching them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And in the synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon. He cried out with a loud voice, "Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." When the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And reports about him went out into every place in the surrounding region. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
And in the synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace are yours. From God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Most people think that spiritual battles, the real ones, they happen out there. In the culture, in politics, in our homes, in the headlines. I mean, goodness, it is a hot mess out there, am I right? There's Greenland, there's Milwaukee, your office, your kid's school. But our gospel reading in Luke tells us something that some might find surprising, though I suspect it's something most of you already know. The battle shows up in church. Jesus goes to the synagogue on the Sabbath. The word of God is being taught, worship is underway, and suddenly the unclean spirit erupts right there. In the middle of church is where the battle takes place. Light versus dark, Jesus versus Satan. Some would find it surprising when the unexpected, when sin, when the battle shows up in church. When I was young, there was a Sunday school teacher in my church in Evansville. Her name was Miss Debbie. She was also the secretary, the kindest lady. One Monday, she walked into the sanctuary. She saw what she thought was a toy that I, or maybe my brothers, left there, a toy snake. Upon closer inspection, it wasn't a toy. It was a real snake, a serpent, beneath the front left pew, a living reminder of the accuser from the garden. She was surprised. In church, she ushered it out with a candle lighter, the same one used to light the candles on the altar where we receive the body of the one who crushed the serpent's head. It's a little poetic. The battle shows up in church. Sometimes we're surprised. I've been surprised a few times, physically, visually, in big ways. In my former parish, I found a guest in my personal bathroom in the sacristy. Is a woman from our AA group, a lady of the streets. And I found in my bathroom not one guest, but two. If you know what I mean. There's darkness even in the church. One evening we had a Pakistani service at night, and a guy, 6'4", built like a linebacker, stumbled in, sat and swayed all the way to the front step of the altar, sat there for minutes while I continued preaching, and a pint of E&J brandy fell out of his back pocket. Sin, sadness, brokenness shows up in church. The battle, dramatically, can be in a place of worship. But what's harder is when it's less dramatic, and maybe more painful. When in worship, or in the church writ large, the battle shows up here, right here. I suspect many of you recognize the battle is here in this place. Not simply when random strangers and snakes walk in, not when protesters or prostitutes waltz through worship. It's in smaller and probably more painful and personal ways. The moment you sit down on a very cold Friday, open the hymnal, remember how much your heart is aching, how feeble your faith, how much you're really just not feeling it. The moment you open your email and you realize yet again the church is full of sinners. The battle is here, as in Luke, in the very place where Jesus shows up, which is also our hearts. There's a battle in the voices that say that you're not enough, that you've failed too much, you're a fraud, you work at the IC, you're in chapel at the IC with what you've done. There's darkness in the church. But friends, Jesus isn't shocked by the darkness. And he walks in knowing what he will find. He comes precisely for this moment in a synagogue. He comes for Sunday school teachers and drunks and prostitutes. He comes precisely for this moment at the corner of 44 and Lindbergh. He comes precisely for you. In this moment, January 23rd, 2026, he comes to fight the battle for you. This text reminds me of a quote I heard, that the devil loves church as long as Jesus stays silent. But Jesus won't stay silent. He speaks then as now as one with authority, and your jobs are part of that speaking. But he won't stay silent, not on earth, not in the battlefield for his church, not in the rubble of our hearts. Jesus speaks and Satan is overthrown. He walks in, he speaks, and resurrection life can't help but spring up. The kingdom has arrived in the synagogue. The king comes to his church. The king comes to you. Every Sunday, every day here, in this chapel, Jesus walks in and picks a fight with whatever is crushing you. Just like he did 2,000 years ago. The synagogue. When you go back to your office, Jesus is there doing battle with sin, yours and everyone else's. He's swinging the sword of his mouth against the lies of the accuser that would have you wallow in shame. He is the polished arrow of Isaiah 49, piercing the eye of Satan as he still struggles in vain to exert some control over this world, over the church. Struggles to exert control over the LCMS, over you. Jesus isn't shocked by the darkness. But he walks in knowing what he will find. And he won't stay silent, but he speaks. Knowing that the battle's already been won, the cross has already been ascended, the tomb has already been vacated, and your heart has already been inhabited. Your heart, whether in the office or at home or in your car or on the headlines, your heart has been claimed. He has taken up residence. And he is fighting the battles we don't have the strength to win on our own. So be of good cheer. There is a battle in the church. There's a battle in your heart. But Christ is already the victor. Which means that the victory is already yours. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.